from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. They provide health care to a lot of people, and ABC's Daria Albinger says it's been dealing with a data breach.
Ascension, one of the nation's largest health care systems, says it's assessing the damage caused by a cyber attack. The Wichita, Kansas-based company has 140 hospitals and 40 senior living facilities in 19 states. Ascension says patients at some hospitals had to be diverted to other facilities. The nation's health care providers have been common targets for ransomware attacks, some of which disrupted patient care and cost providers into the billions of dollars. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
President Biden went to Racine, Wisconsin to talk up Microsoft building a $3 billion artificial intelligence center on the site of what was supposed to be a Trump-era manufacturing complex that never happened.
During the previous administration, my predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, and left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
Donald Trump got another legal victory when an appellate-level court in Georgia said he could appeal a decision keeping Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis on the election interference case there. Georgia trial attorney Chris Timmons says it means that trial won't be starting anytime soon.
We're looking at probably at least 6 months before we get a ruling from the Georgia Court of Appeals.
Trump's hush money trial resumes on Thursday. Hard right Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene pulled the trigger on her move to oust Mike Johnson as Speaker.
Mike Johnson is ill-equipped to handle the rigors of the job of Speaker of the House and has allowed a uniparty, one that fuels foreign wars, tramples on civil liberties, and increases our disastrous national debt.
She was crushed, the House voting 359 to 43 to table the measure, effectively killing it. You're listening to ABC News. After years of declining populations, ABC's Jim Ryan says it's good news on honeybees.
The Department of Agriculture has determined that in the past 5 years, the country has seen a honeybee population explosion with a million new colonies.
We're getting better tools, better understanding all the time of the challenges.
Texas Beekeepers Association Vice President Gary Barber says it's good news for the honey industry and vegetable farmers, but also
anybody that's got backyard gardens is benefiting.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
They're low-fat and high-protein. Insects are edible. And with the double brood of 13- and 17-year cicadas starting to emerge in the Midwest and South, some chefs are saying, eat up.
Brooklyn, New York chef Joseph Yoon tells the New York Times he'll use the bugs in everything from tempura to kimchi to casseroles. He says he thinks of cicadas as just another ingredient, like shrimp or lobster. In fact, they are as closely related to those crustaceans that the FDA says people with allergic reactions to shellfish shouldn't consume. Otherwise, scientists say it's perfectly safe to eat the periodical bugs, even though some prefer them right after they emerge from their exoskeletons as squishy things, and others say it's better to wait a little longer when they have more of a crunch. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Maryland transportation officials say they expect to have Baltimore's destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuilt by the fall of 2008 at a preliminary estimated cost of between $1.7 and $1.9 billion.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.